right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Coco. It's directed by Lee Unkrich and Adrian Molina. The writers are Lee Unkrich and Jason Katz. Stars Anthony Gonzalez, Gael Garcia Bernal, and Benjamin Bratt. The synopsis is, aspiring musician Miguel, confronted with his family's ancestral ban on music, enters the land of the dead to work out the mystery. So this movie actually starts off with a short for Frozen, even though that's Pixar and Disney Animation, two different companies. Pixar is making Coco, and Frozen is from Disney Animation. The Frozen short is about Christmas traditions, and is very long and boring, and there's way too many songs. So getting to Coco, it starts off with a monologue from a kid. It explains about a husband and wife. The husband is a musician, and he leaves home and never comes back. Because of that, the wife bans music from the household. The wife wants to focus the family on making shoes. It goes to Miguel. The daughter of the wife was actually his grandmother, named Coco. She has Alzheimer's, and the family still has issues with music. Miguel likes a singer called Ernesto de la Cruz. However, Ernesto was killed by a bell. Miguel likes music, but his family forbids it, so it sets up this whole tradition versus destiny angle. So there's a big blow-up over music. Miguel runs away, and then he runs away to Ernesto de la Cruz's tomb. And he tries to steal Ernesto's guitar. As soon as he plays a guitar, he begins seeing dead people from his family. My thoughts on this movie are that it has a pretty quick progression once he crosses over to the land of the dead. When it gets going, it's pretty straightforward and you know how it's going to go because it's kind of somewhat predictable. The movie has good art, good set design, but it is slightly morbid. The whole thing centers around Miguel being around his dead ancestors and trying to run away from them, so they also have the strong feeling about music. So I believe it's his great-grandmother is the one that is trying to prevent him from playing music and then also trying to send him back to the land of the living, which also gets into another problem I have is that I'm always tired of this Day of the Dead stuff that seems to happen in a lot of movies, that if they have to go to a certain country, it has to be around some parade or festival for the Day of the Dead. The voice acting is pretty good. I like Benjamin Bratt. It's always good seeing him in different movies. And again, it is very morbid and it might be a little difficult to understand for children, but it is an enjoyable movie. One thing I will say is that it's not as good as something as Moana, where the songs are very memorable. All in all, it's a decent twist, but it's very predictable. So for that, it gets a 6. It's not a terrible movie, it's very watchable, but I don't think it is as good as previous Pixar movies. It's definitely somewhere in the middle of the pack, which is why it's getting the 6. And when you compare that to other Disney animation movies, Meet the Robinsons, Moana, Frozen, it is not as good as those either. So for that, again, it gets the 6. Not a bad score, but that's the Beast Game Podcast. You can find more of our podcasts at beastgame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.